Welcome to All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio in partnership with Showtime.
Welcome back to another edition of All the Smoke. Jack,
my boy,
we went out and got him, man. A lot of people have been asking for this dude, man. We tracked him down.
Real one.
You already know.
Real one don't get no realer.
Bullies get bullied where he comes from.
No, I'm talking about.
Welcome to the show, man. Z-Bo, what's up, bro?
Man, what's up? What's
good
up,
brother? Good to see you, man. We finally tracked you down, man.
My guy.
Be on the move, busy. Man, life man. After basketball.
Man, been a blessing, man. You know, I'm thankful, man. You know, where we come from, man. You know, when I made it out of there, I made it. So, you know, I'm thankful every day and I count my blessings. So,
what's life been like after basketball for you? You were talking before, you very busy, father, business. Talk to us about what's going on with you after basketball.
Man, it's been up and down, bro. You know what I mean? But, you know, overall, you know, I'm thankful. You know, I had some losses close. You know, I'm.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Lost my brother. You know, right after I retired. So, you know, mom before that, a couple years before. So, I think he was with me then.
Yeah.
But, besides that, everything, kids, everybody safe and healthy, and, you know, just being strong and, you know, being a leader for the family, you know?
Absolutely, it's important. Obviously, 2020 was a disaster for the world. Halfway through 2021, what are you encouraged about moving forward?
Man, just everything, man. You know, how everything going, just where we at, you know, going and where we, you know, forward to as a black culture, you know, what Stack Jack doing, what you doing, you know, being in the community. You know, we always been in the community, you know what I mean? This ain't nothing for us, and just helping, and just everything been going good.
That's good.
Who have you been paying attention to in the NBA this season?
Man, all of them. You know, I've been, I love the game, so, I love the league and where it's at. So, you know, I watch, you know, especially the Grizzlies, Lil Jai, you know, the Spartan Dogs on there, Jaren, X. So, you know, watching them, Portland. You know, I like the league, and, you know, I got still a lot of youngsters, you know, I talk to, and so I watch them, so. Man, I'm a fan of the game.
Yeah. What would 20 and 10 Z-Bo do in this NBA?
Man, I'm probably 30 and 20.
You can keep up, them knees can keep up with the pace.
Man.
They might have you out there like 220.
I don't know. All the stuff they got now, you know what I mean? They probably have me real slim, you know? So, you know where the game is at, man. It's at a good, you know, I like the game, you know, spread out. You show a lot of guys' skills.
Yeah. You've been stepping out, shooting jumpers.
Yeah. So. You know what I mean? That jumper being wet, so. And these guys, it's showing their skill set, you know. But like, the game to me is like a revolving clock. I think everything's going to come back around full circle, you know. You're going to get a class with four Shaqs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I like where the game's at.
Thoughts on the game being so guard-oriented, and as you mentioned, skilled. Skills at all-time high. And it's very guard dominated. Thoughts on that? Because I mean, when we came in the league, we used to play, and you were one someone inside out. The ball had to touch the paint before we shot, but before we did anything. Now it's revolves around the guards.
Man, it's like I just said, like you said, the game when we was coming in, the big man had to touch the ball. The ball got to go through the post. That's how you start to play. You
had to.
So you know, but the game is different now, and it started to change. Like I think for me, towards like in Memphis, towards you know when they. Put me on the bench and Fizz wanted to play smaller and the lineup. So Golden State was doing their thing. A lot of teams seeing how they was playing and, you know, wanted to adapt to that. But, man, I like it, man. And I think if I was out there, you know, I'd be handling the business.
It still got some teams that play the old way because, you know, Golden State, they play through their big.
Yeah.
So, it's still some teams that still play that way.
I mean, you still got, but like you said, dominant bigs.
They're bigs at the 3-point line.
The normal
line,
big, yeah.
So
what bigs impress you the most?
I like Embiid, you know, he's a beast. Jaren, you know, a lot of bigs, man. A young boy from Zion.
Yeah, he's
special.
I know you like him.
Y'all got some similarities. He's more athletic.
Yeah.
Z-Bo. You know what I mean? Yeah. Can you imagine what he would have been like with Zion's athleticism?
Oh, my God.
Could have been over.
Crazy.
Man, that boy's special. You know what I mean? You know, LaMelo, so. You know, I just like the game, man. These young players, they different, and, you know, they got their own style. And, you know, the league is different when we come in.
Right.
You know, these kids, are like, a lot of players, like Allen Iverson, he changed with the cornrows.
Yeah.
it's like that now for all the kids coming in. It's different generations. So, you know, it's a good thing. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Grew up in Mary, Indiana.
Yeah, M-Town, man.
Yeah, tell us about your upbringing and when did you find basketball?
I found basketball probably third, fourth grade, me and my brother and my sister at the Powell Club. You know, he came, Coach Bill Alter came, put a ball in our hands. The first man put a ball in my hands. So, you know, a small town, you know, we breed hoopers, you know what I mean? You do the research, you know, we got, what, the second most state championships in the state, you know, Marion, mm-hmm. my school. So we breed hoopers. So, you know, that's just all, that was always in it. So growing up watching Reggie and, you know, I was poor, so I come from nothing. So growing up, you get Channel 4, you know, that's the free channel. So, mm-hmm. you know, watching Rick Smiths come through, Duncan Dutchman and, you know, Dale Davis, Antonio. So, you know, just growing up wanting to be a Pacer and, you know, watching Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Who were your basketball influences growing up? Besides, I know you said Reggie and them, but who's somebody?
Man, Jordan, Scotty, Chris Webber, you know, coming up like Karl Malone, the mailman, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just, man, it's everybody, man. You know, I used to love the game. You know, that's all we have. Watch them games.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That was a highlight.
You know, we played in the alley on a goal, you know, a little bent up goal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we to us, that was everything.
That was your finals.
Man, we couldn't wait to get to the goal.
So your sophomore year, you win a state championship. Your senior year, you win another state championship, but lose the player of the year to Jared Jeffries.
Man, come on, man. Hey, Jared, you know that's my award. Nah, Jared, that's my brother.
Yeah, he's over here.
Every time I see Double J, I tell him, I say, man, that's my award, man. Yeah. That's my award, man. You got my award. But nah, man, we had some battles. You know, I won a state.
You guys beat them championship, right?
Yeah.
And then he won player of the year, though.
Yeah. Man, you know, and you know, Jared was down here in Bloomington. He was going to IU, Bobby Knight. You know, I was down in Marion. You know, I'm a little rough around the edges. So,
You know how that go.
Yeah, you know, a little politics, but, you know, Jared, that's my brother, though. But it's all love. But, man, it was good in high school, man. I enjoyed it, man.
That's dope. And on to the McDonald's game where Jack was robbed of the MVP, but you actually took home the MVP, 23-15, dominated.
My numbers wasn't looking like that.
Man, D-Miles.
I had 21. I only missed two shots, but I didn't have 15 boards.
Who was in that game? Remind us who was in that game.
Omar Cook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
D-Miles.
D-Miles, mm-hmm. yeah.
Rest in peace, Eddie Griffin, my boy.
Yeah, rest in peace, Eddie Griffin, yeah.
He was cold.
He was cold. He had a wetter. He had a wetter.
To me, Eddie Griffin was like more of like the
today's
yeah. how mm-hmm. the
yeah.
people knew who he was. A lot of, you know, like, you know, people in the basketball world. Mm-hmm. Stuff.
He kind of remind me of the kid that's in Houston now. Woods.
Yeah.
Woods. They play just alike. Yeah. They got the similar game.
Yeah.
Eddie been doing that face up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see him doing that in high school. You know what I mean? Like, he was working on that. So he was, you know, but. We had some dogs, though, man.
Yeah.
We had some dogs.
Talk to us about the recruiting process. You ended up choosing Michigan State, but where else did you consider?
Michigan State, Coach Izzo was every game. I look up in the stands, he'd be at every game. You know what I mean? And for me, that was big because, you know, showing that you wanted me. I'm like, you know, he was recruiting me the most. You know, they was at all the games. I mean, every time you look up, I see him. You know, and then Leonard Hamilton, you know what I mean? Down there, he was in Miami, Florida at the time. So I was going to go to Miami, Florida if I didn't go to Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
you know, because Coach, you know, Leonard, you know, he wanted me real bad. I liked it, his program, and, you know, he was going to let me rock out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you have any crazy stories about Coach Izzo? Draymond told a story how they got, like, a shouting match on the phone during the recruiting process. Like, do you have any crazy Izzo stories?
Man, Izzo was hard when me and Dre was in college because, you know, I was one of the first, his first ever youngest player to leave school. Like, he never had no...
A one and done
or no sophomore leave or nothing like that. I don't think he had no undergraduate players leave, so I was the first one. So he wasn't really kind of used to that, but he supported me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My mother, we were struggling. She was struggling. You know, I was taking care of her, so, you know, he understood that. You know, Coach knew where I come from and the struggles I came from, so he knew what I was doing, and I wanted to take care of my mother, so, you know, I was like, Coach, I'm ready. You know what I mean? Because I was going to go out. I got a story. I was after the McDonald's game. I was going to go out of high school because D. Miles told me, like, man, I'm about to go to the league. I'm like, you going to the league? Like, yeah, I'm going. So after the McDonald's game, I got All-American. I went to the Kentucky Derby All-Star game, got the MVP there. So I was killing all the summer circuits, all the All-Star games. I was getting MVPs, and me and Eddie was ranked number one, number two player in the country. So the Poston Twins, I was going to sign in with them. I was in the hood at the house with my mom and the Poston Twins. And the letter was on the table, bro. And I looked at mom. I said, mom, sit down. I said, mom, what you want me to do? She said, I want you to go to college for 1 year, baby. So I looked at the Twins. I was like, man, I can't do it. But shit, mom would have said, go for it, baby. I'd have.
Yeah, right there.
You know what I mean? But that was the best thing that I did. You know, because God, you know, what's planned for you? You know what I mean? Yeah. God, what's planned for you going to happen? So that was the best move for me going to Michigan State because look, I learned so much how to be a man. And, you know, of course, I was still young, but, you know, learn a lot, you know, with Coach Izzo and discipline. That year I was there at Michigan State, I learned a lot. I love Coach. They like, that's my family. So, you know what I mean? So, but it was good, man.
So you guys played with Don Julio. Shout out Jay Rich.
Don Julio.
Charlie Bell.
Hey, Jay Bones. We call him Jay Bones.
Yes, sir.
CBZ.
You guys make a Final Four run. Talk to us about that 1 year in college and making a run to the Final Four.
Man. Shout out Charlie Bell, too, man.
Man, CB, good dude.
CB. My boy Mo Cleese, Mo Pete, what's happening? Flintstones.
Yes, sir.
You my classmate.
It was great. You know, coming off winning the state, going to Michigan State, going to the Final Four, just that experience. You know what I mean? Going down there, I think it was Final Four, and I was in Atlanta, just playing in that dome with all them fans. I mean, I think we played against Gilbert. Man, it was unbelievable. You know, one of the best times, really, in all my college career is that, you know, the Final Four. You know, we didn't make it, but, you know.
Still the experience,
yeah,
was there.
Yeah, we got Final Four, we got to be, so. It's so all good, though.
You take that 1 year of college and time, decide it's time to go. What was your draft night experience like?
Man, in the hood with the cases of Moet.
That's how I go.
The whole hood's out.
In the garage.
At the house.
Yeah.
Man, we had the whole street blocked off.
Yeah.
The whole hood came and supported me, man.
Yeah.
In a little shack house. The house wasn't nothing bigger than this room. Man.
That's how mine was.
Man, the whole hood was out there. Everybody came and supported me, man. And people could stand outside. You couldn't even fit it, man. It was crazy. Reporters. So when they called, they drafted me, man. We went up. All you got the bottles popping and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started crying. You know what I mean? I hugged my brother, my mom, sisters, started crying. Because, you know, the struggle we come through. You know what I mean? We come from. And,
we made it.
You know, my mama, she, rest in peace. You know what I mean? She did everything she could do for me. So, you know, that's the first thing I did. Bought my mom a house. You know what I'm saying? 18, you know what I mean? Took care of her, like, stood on that and every day, you know what I mean? Until she left this earth. So that's what I did it for, is my mama, my brothers, my sisters, my kids, you know what I mean?
That's it. How many teams did you work out for?
Man, damn near 18 teams.
Yeah.
I should have been a lottery pick, but see, I was a little rough around the edges, so you know, it was a lot of politics went on, but you know, I was better than all them guys, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I killed everybody in my workouts, but you know, I look at you know, a little rough around the edges. You know, I've been through some things.
Yeah.
You know, in high school, you know what I mean, too. So it's like,
those
guys playing.
Yeah.
So Portland. What was your first thought when Portland drafted you?
Man, I ain't never left the hood. I'm like, Portland. Man, I was just excited, you know what I mean? Just hungry, you know what I mean? When you come from nothing, you got a hunger. Like, I'm still hungry, you know? I'm hungry every day. So that's why I work hard at everything I do and every opportunity. But going to Portland, I just was like, man, I'm going to go in here and go hard every day.
Who were some of your OGs on that team?
Man, Damon, Shee, Bonzi. Man, the best OGs.
J.R. Ryder, was he there yet?
Nah, J.R. had, he was gone.
Okay.
J.R., that's the homie, though.
Yeah.
But, man, it was...
Shout out Bonzi, that's my boy.
B. Wells, M-Town.
That's my boy.
Indiana, 765.
Yeah.
Talk about your rookie year. So, high school, 1 year in college.
Man.
Now you're 18 on the other side of the country. Said you ain't never been out the hood. You're in Portland. Talk to us about that first year in the league and on that team.
Man, it was... It was rough, boy.
It was homesick. Rough, but
homesick. Man, just, I remember being away. I asked Steve Kerr. We sitting on a plane. I asked Steve. I said, hey, Steve. He reading his book. He got his glasses on. I said, hey, Steve, man, can I go? When do we get to go home? He started laughing at me like, go home. I said, he said, ain't no going home. I think I had hit the, this is when I hit the wall. You know, hit that yeah, wall.
You had enough.
Man, I said, whoa. And I'm sitting, this is when you, back then you could sit on the floor. So that floor was hard. Sitting on that floor every night. Man.
But, straight up.
You know, it was great though, man. You know, just learning experience. And even though I wasn't playing my rookie year, our practices though, I mean, we had a squad. I mean.
Yeah, they, Pip, Sabonis, yeah. Kemp, Damon Stoudemire, Dale Davis, Steve Kerr, the player, Bonzi.
Man, so practice was like, game. So we was looking to practices every day.
You know what's crazy is every time we talk to someone that came in around our time, all we talk about is how we used to battle in practice. Yeah. Practice used to be like real war. Because
that first 10, that first 10 going against each other. Yeah.
Everybody got something to prove.
Real wars.
Yeah.
You know.
Them is better than the real game.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We used to go at it.
That scrimmage against somebody's spot taken.
You know, you and I was, y'all, we, man, hell no, we got to go back. We ain't, hell no, we ain't doing that.
Nah, so coach, don't blow the whistle.
Yeah, don't blow the whistle. Coach, let us run one more or two more. So, you know, that's how competitive, you know, we was in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Who was kind of, that took you over, you know, took you under their arm as far as teaching you the kind of the NBA game?
Man, when I came in, all of them, man, really, they all showed me love. Oh. Like, from Damon to Scotty, like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, I was coming to the gym. I'm the first one at the gym. Scotty was one of the oldest players on the team when I came in, but he was one of the first ones at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He like, Z-Boy, you coming in, you meet me at this time. So we there every day. He one of the first, we him, first ones there, he lifting weights. Mm-hmm. He one of the first ones there, lifting weights, working out. So, you know, he was a champion. So coming on his way and just learning from, you know, Steve and just everybody. It was all like big brothers to me because I was so young coming to the league. And, you know,
18?
18, yeah.
Babyface Z-Boy.
And I ain't know nothing, you know what I mean? So coming in, think I did. But one thing about me, they all respected me because I always respected them and I was soaked up everything. Right. So I'm listening like, you know what I mean? Like, now you tell a rookie to go do something, they going to look at you like, man.
You go do it.
It was different.
You know, it was different then. You know what I'm saying? You know, they gamble, they give me $500, go to the store, get dice and all kind of shit, Zuzus, whams.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, come on with it.
Yeah.
Y'all want some more? What else y'all want?
I'm going back.
Like, give me, $1,500,
$2,000.
I'm like, sweet.
Stacking it up.
What? Man, it was lovely though, man. I mean, the experience was great, man. You know what I mean? Like, I told my brother, my other brother, my stepbrother, I said, man, I'm going to go to the league. I was going to the league my sophomore and junior year. I'm like, man, I'm going to the league.
Mm.
Bro, looking at me like, yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. You saw it happen.
Hell yeah.
How talented was Rasheed Wallace?
Man, crazy. Like, that's crazy because, like you said, him and Eddie from Philly, too.
Yeah.
Like, they game. Like, Rasheed, just everything he did, he was like a more, like you said, the type of hybrid fours and fives.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
She was one of them, too.
Yeah.
You know, she was one of the first. Like, they getting mad. She shooting more threes than the guards in the game. But she was hitting them joints, though. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn.
Facts.
So, yeah, man, it was love. Portland was a great experience, you know what I mean? So, you know, we was the only show in town, you know what I mean? So, you know how it was.
Was that the team that was labeled the Jailblazers? Talk to us just kind of about some of the fun. You ain't got to get, you know what I mean, obviously, but some of the fun with that team. Because our We Believe team was well documented. We was on some shit, but y'all was on some shit. On some shit.
Man, Bonzi I heard the story. Bonzi told me everything.
Man, I'm talking about, bro, we was the only people in town, so they
everybody.
What I mean? And they few, we rough around the edges too.
Right.
A little bit. You know
I like his rough around the edges.
You know what I mean?
That's
so, you know. So, you know what I mean? You know, like the flower. You know what I mean? So
you started smoking your first year in the league? And it just helped you with everything you was going through.
Everything. Everything. You know, I'm in the business too. Like, you know, like I said, I got, you know, grows and stores in Portland. I got, you know, business. So it helps you, man.
How important was it for you? Because, I mean, I know you're not really a real big drinker. Yeah. Most of us can't handle pills. So, I mean, for weed was our only real option. So how important was it for you throughout your career? Because you were able to play 17 years.
Man, help me. you know, honestly, it helped me, you know what I mean? And, you know, back then, you know, how it was, you get your one test on
preseason.
Burn it down.
Man, you know, what? They got a road in the car.
Yeah. So
rolled in the car.
It was good though, man. Like you said, it's good for your bones, man. It's medicine. You know what I mean? It's medicine. So, like you said, you ain't gotta take all them pills and, you know, mess your stomach up and be fucked up later on in life. So, you know, I'd rather, you know, rather smoke than drink anyway.
Any day. Any day.
Mm-hmm. 2002, the battle against the Lakers, you guys on their way to the three-peat, they end up sweeping you guys. But the question is, how dominant were Shaq and Kobe at that time?
Rest in peace, Beam, man. One of the greatest to do it, man. Just watching them, man. You know, Shaq, Kobe, like, you know, my Magic and, you know what I mean, Jordan and, you know, Pippen was. So, you know, that's everybody. That was a show to watch, and it was one of the best ever.
Definitely top two duos of all time.
Yeah, damn right. Easy. That's the easy call. The show. The show.
2002, 2003. You play 80 games and start to get more minutes. What was it like waiting for an opportunity?
I was like a pit ready to come out.
Yeah,
like
you're
I
ready
was
to
like,
scratch.
Like, you know how the Greyhounds get them and run around the track like they like I was chase out the little rabbit or whatever. I was like that because I was working so hard and I believed in myself. And if you ask Bonzi all to make, I'm talking shit at 18, but I'm really out there handling my business as a youngster.
Yeah.
But I was putting my time in too. So like Coach Cheeks always tell me, Scotty, all the guys have stay ready. So I'm going against Rasheed Wallace. I'm going against these boys every day. Damon Stoudemire, Avetus Sabonis. I'm going against all-star players every day. And I'm going hard, bro. So that's how I built my game, staying after working out. So when they let me go, it was on.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready, and I had believed in myself, and I had that confidence.
That year, you guys run into Dallas in the playoffs in the first round, end up losing. How tough was Dirk that year?
Man. I got his shoes. I got his shoes from that playoffs.
Really?
One pair of shoes signed. Man, it was, man, I studied that play. I watched film. Like, I watched that series when I was young. Like, the coach gave me that. He's John Laurie. We used to work out. Like, watch that film because that was what Dirk was doing. Like, you know, he's shooting right over your hand. You think you touching that junk going straight in. Dirk, one of the best, you know, Hall of Famer, but one of the best to ever do it too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? One of the best to ever do it.
33,000 points scored. Can't beat that.
So you get a little taste of the playoffs. Next year you come back with the vengeance, win most improved player, average 20-10. What was it like really finally getting to cut your teeth, get out the cage, and really do your thing and show the world how hard all the work you put in was?
It was great, man, to get a chance to be able to play. And then for my teammates to believe in me, you know what I mean, to lead the team and understand me, let me develop as a player and you know, allowing it. So it was great, and it worked out perfect because, you know what I mean, I was one of them that listened, and they seen my growth and seen what I went through, and they seen the work I put in. So, you know, just staying at it. And I always came in with that I'm going to dominate every game type of attitude, every game. You know, me and my agent, we had a list. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ray, man. Raymond Brothers, man. But, you know, we had a list. So every night, he like, Z-Bo, you got such and such a night. I got to get this W. You go on him. He already got the scout report. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going at him. I ain't turned nothing down. I don't give a fuck with Shaq. We was playing Shaq. I'm going at him. Gonna front him. I'm a rustler. You gonna knock me down, but I'm gonna get up, man. Right, you can't turn nothing down, you know. So, and that was my type of attitude I had. So, and it helped me, man, my career.
What was it like entering the high level NBA Power Four conversation?
Man, a blessing. You know what I mean? A blessing. You know, to be able to, you know, players I played against to say that I was the, you know, one of the best Power Fours that ever played a game. And
Duncan,
you know,
KG,
Webb.
Dirk, Webb.
Yeah, so.
That's your era.
Yeah.
Rasheed.
And just to be able to say that, man, it's a blessing. You know what I mean? Coming where I come from and things I went through and you know, being me and also having the respect. You know, I treat everybody the same respect, so getting that love and respect back, you know what I mean? I'm going to treat the richest man like I treat the poorest man.
Right.
I'm going to feel comfortable in a hood. You know,
right.
I'm not, because I got money, I'm not going to be, I can't go to Watts or I can't go to
right.
Detroit or back to my hood. Like, nah, I don't really believe in that. You
right.
know what I mean? You know what I mean? So having that line of respect and treating everybody the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who were some of your favorite matchups in that power forward, that real heavy power forward era?
Man, all of them, man. Duncan, you know what I mean? It was some hard matchups. KG, you know, I'm 6'9". These dudes 7 foot and 6'11", 6'12". So, you know, Ticket, his hands big, grabbing you and he controlling you. I'm like, man, refs let him do what he want. And you know what I mean? So just, man, all them battles, man. C-Web. You know, I was a youngster, but, you know, he's battling, man.
But you always held your own, though, always.
Yeah.
Wasn't jumping high, wasn't running fast, but was going to get that work. Was going to get that work. So Portland goes into rebuild mode, trading Rashid away, giving you your first big deal, six-year, $84 million extension. What was it like, obviously, making the league, you get your money, but really getting that first deal? What was that like?
Man, I cried again, man. I ain't going to lie. Teddy bear, man, humble guy, you know?
Yeah.
But, man, it was a blessing, man. And not only that, I wasn't satisfied, you know what I mean? So I wanted to continue to work. When I seen them, you know, I'm continue going, you know, continue to stay hungry. Like, I got the same hunger. So, you know, we're just in life and getting better as a person, father, business, just everything I'm doing. So just staying hungry, you know what I mean? Keeping that will, thinking I'm, every time I was on the court, you know, I'm thinking I'm the best player. All right. Fields would bring me off the bench. I still think I'm the best player. You know what I mean? So just having that confidence, you know what I mean?
So you have a nice six-year run in Portland. You get traded to the Knicks. Was that out of nowhere? You kind of knew it was coming?
Man, you know what? Kevin Pritchard, let me tell you a funny story, man. I was in at the Bellevue Wilshire after the season. The trade about to come up. I see Kevin. I'm in L.A. I'm out here. I'm at the Wilshire. I see Kevin Pritchard. He was a general manager at the time, Portland. So I see Kevin downstairs in the check-in. You know, he got the two, you know, at the Wilshire. Mm-hmm. We stay, got the two sides and check-in side. So we in the check-in. So I'm like, Kevin, what's up? He like, man, I'm like, how you doing? He like, man, hey, Zach, man, I'm not trading you. You're good. You know, because I wasn't expecting to see him. He was just down alive. He's like, I'm not trading you. You're good. My first time getting traded, bro. I'm not trading you. You're good, man. Don't worry about it. So I go upstairs. I tell my brother, I like, shit, man, I just seen Kevin. I ain't going nowhere. You know, I'm still going to be here because obviously, you know, I didn't want to get traded. It's my first, any player that they first time, you know, some players, you know, at an elite level can say that, but any of them get traded they first time, it's going to bother you. So I'm like, what? So I go back upstairs, tell them, giggling, I ain't getting traded. Man, the show come on. First thing they say, Dee, man, same you're going day? To New York.
Same day?
Yeah, I just seen you. Wow. Same day as the draft. I said, damn.
Come on.
I called Raymond. Had Kevin say he ain't traded. So Ray like, man, just be ready. Just watch it. They sent me to New York. But it was a great experience. You know what I mean? New York, I was only there a short time, but it was an organization great. And I had a good time playing that Big Apple, man.
Yeah. Yeah, one season with the Knicks, and then you come back out to L.A. Yeah. Come out, or you could not back out, so you come out to L.A. What was your experience like playing with that young Clipper team?
Man, it was great.
You know, who was on the team then?
Man, BD, Marcus Camby, young DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
We had a squad. Mike Taylor, he was the guard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, BD.
Yeah, I had BD. So, man, it was good, man, just being out here, and we was hooping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The record wasn't that good, but, man, we have some good players, man.
So, L.A. Clippers to Memphis.
Man.
Where you really kind of, you mean, make a home.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that experience.
M-Town.
M-Town, man. That's my second home, man. Shout out, man, M-Town. 901, you know?
Yes, sir.
No, it was great. It was great.
Shout out Pure Passion. That's my spot.
They still got your jersey up there?
Man, tell you, I can't wait till they reopen. We was just in Memphis and there wasn't nothing going on. I can't wait till things get back normal in Memphis, man. That's my city. And Harold's Chicken.
Man, what?
No, it's Gus. It's Gus. Gus Chicken.
Gus Chicken?
Yeah, Gus
Chicken. Gus Bond, too. Nah, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Coming to Memphis, it was really like a blessing, man. It was like really a blessing, man. And, you know, just because it's a hard-working city, like,
right.
I fit in. It was like a puzzle. It was like, boom, you know what I mean, with the team. And
it was your team.
Yeah, it was just like I was the missing piece or whatever. So, you know what I mean, we had, you know, Rudy and, you know, he a great player. It was great players around. So coming in with Mark and Mike, it was just all coming together. And I think we first year we won like 15 or 10 more games. You could see the growth. You could see coming. It. You know what I mean? You could see what's coming if, you know, we kept together. And then I think the next year we made it our third year playoffs. And then, but we kept improving. So we that playoffs, man, we was ready and got T.A. And, you know, T.A. came. So with him just making it complete with the, on the defensive end and just everything, it was just, you know, the right fit. So being in that city, man, and them fans and the way the city embraced me, bro, that's that's home. You know what I mean? Like, Memphis always going to be home. And, you know, ain't no FedEx Forum, you know. Ain't no team playing whoop that trick in their gym. You know what I mean? Everybody up there
going crunk, crazy, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody I'm talking about. Black people, white people, Mexican, everybody of all race standing up having a good time dancing. Yeah. And you could tell the city was really behind you. So, man, it was probably, you know, it was my best city I played in, man. And, you know, that's home, man.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good team. Yo, yeah. With the first, you guys made it to the Western Finals, right? Yeah.
It's Western Conference Finals. Yeah,
squad. I got a question. What was your, because I never even, I mean, we've been cool, but I never even asked you this. What was your issue with Blake Griffin?
Why every man, time that's my we, boy. Blake.
Why every
man,
time Blake. We play, you, he was Blake. Scared to death.
Man, Blake, man, strong. Blake,
strong
Blake was strong.
As a motherfucker, well, wasn't he?
You know how he is. Just was just, and, you know, Blake was a player who had confidence, too. And, you know, Blake went back and down. And, you know what I mean? Me and Blake, we laugh about it now. We cool now, but.
Y'all used to have some real battles.
We had real battles. Like, some real battles. You know what I mean? And I ain't playing. I ain't your friend on no court. So it's like, I'm really going to go at you. You know what I mean? I remember Matt smacked the shit out of me. I turn around. I thought it was Blake. I'm like, damn, bro, what's up, man? Matt was like, man.
He was just bullying the fuck out of bro.
He did the shit on purpose.
He was bullying the fuck out of Blake, so I had to run Z-Boy. I had to foul him hard, man.
He was bullying,
and he came and like kind of gave me like a low key hug. I thought we was gonna have to throw him. I'm like, fuck, but he kept bullying Blake, so I kind of had to show Blake I had his back. I was like, damn, I'm about to get into Z-Boy. I fouled the shit out of him, didn't I? I had to. That's my dog too. I was like, out of all people, I had because he just had this. He was just bullying Blake. They got down on the ground one time. They was in some grappling shit. And one game you got kicked out. Like, that shit was, man, that we shit was out fun. There really, went hard. Like,
the league ain't going to let you play like that now.
Nah, we was
not
going
at all.
The
league
ain't going to let you.
We was going real hard.
You know? What's your relationship with describe? I know your relationship, but describe your relationship with Tony Allen, one of the best defenders to play the game.
Man, that's my brother, man. Ain't nothing but love, you know what I mean? And blessings to him. And, you know, T.A., he in Memphis still. You know, he's doing business and... Mm-hmm. You know, been a family man, so, man, nothing but love, you know, for all them guys, Mike, Mark, you know. I talked to Mike a couple weeks ago, you know, so it's all love, man. You know how we are. We gonna talk to everybody, you know what I mean?
T.S. Allen one too.
Yeah, for sure.
So 17-year run, when you decided to hang it up, how was it tough to come to terms? Your body was talking to you? What was the deciding factor on you deciding to hang it up?
Man, I kind of, like, when I was sitting out, I think I left Sacramento, went to Dallas, got traded. I didn't go, but you know what I mean? But I had gave it a little time, you know what I mean, to see what was going on. And I wasn't going to, like, sit around for no 2 or 3 years. Like, a lot of players still ain't officially retired. Like, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on in business and a lot of other stuff I want to do and, you know, with my kids and everything. So I was like, you know what, man, I'm good where I'm at. I took care of my money. You know what, I'm happy. You know, let's do it. I'm ready to, you know, retire, man. I feel good about it. You know, I work out every day and take care of myself. So, man, it's been a blessing, bro.
That's what Jack said. Jack said he still like he look like he in good shape, like he can play.
Yeah.
Boy, out here looking good.
I still give you the business, man. I still give him the business, though. I still give him the business.
Yeah, I ain't never doubted that. So what comes to mind when I say one of the most classic lines ever, in my hood, bullies get bullied? Talk to us about that, because that was kind of...
Man,
a young Boogie.
That little bro, you know, Boogie, man, he beasting down there, man, telling. And
y'all just alike.
Yeah, and he telling Buddy, he got Buddy shook up. He like, Buddy. I'm like, man, leave Buddy. You know, I'm like, man, smile on, leave Buddy alone. You know, we laugh. I'm like, nigga, leave Buddy alone. Like, because he bullying, but I'm like, nigga, stop there. You know, where he from? Bullies get bullied. You know what I mean? Just laughing at him and shit. You know, I'm always fucking with little bro, but yeah, you know, he a beast, though.
How talented was healthy Boogie? Talk to us about how talented he was.
Stupid. I mean, just how big he is, how he can move, and you know, how he used his body. And he, you know, what shit, buddy, he was 6'11", 7 mm-hmm. foot.
With handle.
With handle, can shoot the joint. Then he ain't soft, so he gonna bang you, yeah. And he gonna dunk you. So it's like, he had it, really, had, he, Boogie got the whole package. You know, mm-hmm. I know he, you know, the injuries or whatever, kind of, but man.
He was on pace to go down as one of the greatest.
For real.
No question. After retirement, obviously fatherhood comes first and foremost. You enroll your daughter to play with Kobe.
Yeah.
Talk to us about those experiences, because when I talked to Kobe, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I got these girls running the triangle. We're practicing 5 or 6 days a week. I'm like, bro, these are little girls. He's like, I don't care. We out here working, but that shit was serious.
Man, he's real. Like, Kobe ran him like a real, like, the pro league, team. Like a real pro team.
Bro, it was crazy.
He tell like, I'm running like a real, that's how he says he wants, that's how I'm doing it. Talking about every day, got trainers on the beach, eating, gather everything together.
But these are little girls, like young girls. Yeah, young. And you was coming from way out. Where you coming from by me?
Yeah.
And going all the way out there?
Every day.
every day,
bro. I'm like, damn. But it was a blessing. My daughter, she loved it. You know, Kobe, man. I called Kobe. I got her hold on when we was moving out here. She like, Daddy, I want to play for Kobe. She came to me about it. She said, you think I can play for his team? You know, I'm going to do anything for my kids.
Yes,
so
that's right.
I instantly, you know, I ain't had Kobe number, but I reached out to somebody who did. And man, Kobe texted me like the next day, like, what's up, Z-Bo? Hit back. He like, man, my daughter, we moving out there. She want to play. Can she try out? You got a spot for her? He's like, look, you know, she can come. We can see how it go. You know, I think one of the bigs was hurt or something, or just left, moved somewhere. And McKinley came, man. It was like the missing piece. Kobe loved her, man. The girls, and you know, and when he told me he loved my baby, bro, I told him, I said, man, I love you.
Yeah,
I
right
said,
there.
You love straight mine, up. I love you. And
straight up.
You know what I mean? That's how I was, you know what I mean? Number, love, and respect.
Mm. Rest in peace. Yeah.
No.
I want to ask, though, because I already told him when this shit started.
Oh.
You wouldn't motherfucking kill the big three. Any chance that Ice Cube's gonna see you out there?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't shit. Before that corona hit, when that I was talking to you and you, I was ready. I was gonna show out too.
Oh, I don't know. We broke the internet when I posted that. I broke the internet. Z-Bo, Captain of Trilogy.
And
I was like, what, Z-Bo? Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, I just, man, I'm at the point I can't, you know, I'm probably playing some rec ball, but I ain't. Mm-hmm. I can't. Then down there battling with Big Reggie and Big Baby, you know, them boys real country strong, man. I said, man, I'm going to tie these old shoes up real tight, man. Get on their ass, you know? But I couldn't just, can't do it, man. I couldn't do it.
Thoughts on this young Grizzly squad?
I was just down there a couple weeks ago watching a man, a beast. I mean, Jaren, X, and the upside of them is so crazy, man. And you know, Jai, he's special, and Jaren, you know, the Spartan Dogs, and they got a good core of players. You know, Dylan, and you got some good players. So I think where the Grizzlies going right now is great, man.
Yeah, definitely, you know, in the right direction.
They're building a stage. Yeah, definitely is.
I want to shout out something, but tell some funny stories. So back when I went and played with them, this nigga always used to try to take the radio over in the locker room, bro. Always.
Debo.
But
he
was always bumping somebody. Always. Z-Bo. You got to check out my new artist, Matt. His name is Moneybag. He from out here. He going to be nice. So he used to bump this shit until we'd be like, yo, turn that shit off, bro. Lo and behold, man, you guys just cracked the number one album in the world.
Congrats, bro. Yeah, congrats, Moneybag,
yo. Shout out Moneybag.
Yeah, shout out Moneybag, man. Yeah. Shout out Endless, man. Yeah, shout out CMG,
hey,
BG,
hey,
man.
Hey, bro, he was bumping your shit in 2000. Was that 14, 15?
Yeah, first kicked that shit off.
Bro, every motherfucking day. Every time we was in the locker room, he was pumping that shit. He's like, my new artist. I'm like, that's what's up. And it ended up being, I mean, this man got the number one album in the world now, man. So congratulations.
Man, appreciate it, man.
That's
a blessing, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, Moneybag, man, you know, he one of the best at it. You know what I mean? And just saying that because my little brother, but he's really talented. And, man, just a blessing, man, for everything.
How'd you get in that space?
Just been in the city, you know, been in the city and just hooking up and being out there. You know, I'm in the community, man. Everywhere I go, I'm in the community. L.A. to Indiana to Memphis to everywhere, and you know, just giving back and we hooked up, you know, and he was hot, man. I, you know, and I seen him like, yeah, first time I start this label, we did it together and started. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel like, I know it ain't the first artist that you got involved with. I know I've been in music, we didn't had a lot of artists, people we tried to help. How good does it feel to know that you finally got it right?
It was my first artist.
Is your first artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first artist. Bag was my first artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hit, it was a blessing. Like, yeah. God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like you said, I came in and Dale Davis, he used to have a record label called War.
Yeah, I remember
that.
I'm
a youngster, so you know, I'm soaking up a game. So Dale was always shitty, like, man, this shit costing me money and I losing millions of dollars, million. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? He's like, man, don't invest in shit. I'm like, so I always, everybody's come to me about music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I ain't doing that. But when I was in Memphis and a little later on, hearing Money Bag, I was like, yeah, he hard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to try to do this and do it the right way. And now no, look,
I remember,
man,
when you first
got
played,
it right.
I came and told you, I was like, who is this? This little nigga's hard.
For real.
He's like, this is my artist.
Yeah, man,
like, I mean, 5 years later, this dude got the number one album in the world. So that shit is dope.
You got to link me with him. I got to meet him because you know he a fellow brother too.
Yeah.
I got to meet him.
Easy call.
So outside of music, you know, post-career, what else are you in business-wise? What are you working
man,
on?
Man, I got it. You know, honestly, I'm in the marijuana industry, you know, real estate. I'm really an entrepreneur, man. I try to do everything I can learn about. You know what I mean? I learn shit every day and I'm open to learning. So I just want to get out there and get in certain things that I've never been in technology. You know, I'm trying to invest in some of that right now. So, man, I'm just trying to just move and groove, man, you know?
Yeah, he FaceTimed me. He FaceTimed me on about 20 acres one time.
Mm-hmm. You're out there living good.
Yeah.
Quick hitters, first team to come to mind, give us an answer. Top five artists.
Right now, Jay-Z, Drake, Baby. Man, I listen to everybody, man. Everybody. This list can go on and on, man. Nas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to everything. I just love music, man. I listen to everything.
Mm-hmm. You ever try to rap yourself?
Nah. I'm better at being a CEO. I can't rap,
there
man.
There you go. No,
Stack Jack and rap, though. Yeah. I can't rap, though. Rugged rap.
Top five forwards of all time.
Power forwards.
Power forwards, excuse me. Power forwards of all time.
Man, Duncan. Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to put Dirk in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shaq.
You gonna go with Shaq or Power Forward or
something? Oh, no, okay.
Shaq Center. Power Center, yeah, Power Forward.
I put Dirk.
Dirk, Ticket, Duncan.
Shit, it's a lot of them, man. The list can be. Go see where.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shit.
Carl?
Yeah, mailman.
Yeah, he got to be somewhere around there.
I grew up watching Carl, yeah. Put the mailman shit. There.
Barkley.
Yeah, it's a real list, man. It's good. Shit.
Yeah, it's a long list, bro. List.
Kemp.
Mikhail.
I mean, being that West.
You.
Man, you.
Appreciate it, man.
You definitely in that West.
See, you was in that West, so like.
McDice.
Yeah, like back at when I was in Louisiana League, like every night it was. A battle, like I'm talking about, the West had all the power
fours. It was threes and fours back then.
Yeah,
threes and fours, or two threes and fours.
Like,
hey, it's funny. I don't mean to interrupt, but you just reminded me of something. He said the West. Do you remember when y'all played San Antonio? Me and Bonzi talk about this all the time. I said, Bonzi, pull up, bro. Come smoke when y'all get there. The whole team showed up at my house. Every last one of y'all, dog. I'm like, Bonzi. He's like, everybody wanted to come, bro. Y'all whole team was in my garage, dog. You remember that?
Man, I remember that a lot of times. Shit, that was just
Remember a lot of times.
I swear. Nah, but it's a lot of, man. It's a lot of, like you said, the greatest power forwards conversations, a lot of them, man. Yeah. That list.
Can't just name five. Smack middle of that era, yeah. Outside game, you taking four people to the blacktop with you. Who you taking?
Blacktop. I'm taking Tony Allen for sure.
Man,
he go. He gonna get to the hole. He ain't gonna let you get by him. Mm-hmm, man. Stack Jack.
I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm there. Pulling up.
I like Marcus Smart.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Marcus Smart, T.A.
T.A. Yeah, man, I would have took Quintel Wood.
I was thinking that the whole time. I was waiting for you to say. Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking that, bro. I'm like, if he don't say his boy
I
name, your
take,
right
bro.
Hand, you know that's your rider.
Yeah,
he got to go.
I took my boy Q Woods, man.
Yeah, he had his best on the black top.
Hell yeah,
he was tough.
Yeah, so
shout out to Q, man.
Mm-hmm.
Toughest battle on the post in your career.
I was a youngster, but he was like, really woke me up to the league. Like, man, this is really a grown man league. It was PJ Brown.
Oh.
Man, bro, I'm talking about it. Couldn't move me. Like, damn, I was like 18, 19. So I'm like, you know, and still, as I still carry played a couple years, he still was the same way. You know, PJ was always one of them guys who always took care, you know, was cut up and, you know what I mean,
out.
Strong and quiet, but just hands is big. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah,
like,
we came in with some real grown men, bro. We came in. It was a real
grown
man.
Real.
5 dinner guests, dead or alive.
Definitely Pop, Biggie, Dr. Martin Luther King, Obama, my great grandmother. Yeah, I never got to meet her. I heard so much about her.
That's hard. Last question: who do you want to see on All the Smoke? But you got to help us with your answer. I already know who I want to see. Who I know you can help us with.
Man, I'll get my boy Q Woods on there.
Yeah, Q.
Get Q on
Q
here.
Q and Money Bag.
And Bag.
We need Bag on here,
get
too.
Get Bag for sure.
Yes, we need Bag on here for sure.
Hell yeah.
Z-Bo, I appreciate you, bro.
Man, come on,
thank you for stopping by.
My boy.
No, but
we finally got it.
Appreciate it, man.
We've been trying to track this man down for a minute, man. That's a wrap. All the Smoke special edition, Z-Bo.
Yes, sir.
You can catch us on Showtime Basketball, YouTube, and the iHeart platform, Black Effects. See y'all next week.
Peace.
This is All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeart Radio in partnership with Showtime.